This is RSBNB Update, Episode 10, recorded August 20th, 2005, distributed August 21st, 2005.
This is DS69.
Looks like Sheep Squared.
Hey everybody, from deep below the Earth's surface, this is RSBNB Update. I'm Pika69 with Shane12088.
Hello there.
And the other guy.
Brad, from RSBNB, coming to you from Berlin in Germany.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, we're here doing episode 10 of this show this week. Episode 10 is an even number, and we're going to be following the same format as all the other RSBNB update shows that have come before this one, and that will come after this one. As I said before, Brad is a moderator on RSBNB and a RuneScape player. Would you care to tell us a little bit about yourself, or RuneScape character, maybe?
I'm level 86, 1,264 skill total, and I quit RuneScape 2 days ago.
I see.
So he's a recovering addict.
Oh, an addict?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I used to play way too much.
Yes.
I feel your pain. So let's get on.
Get on with the show. This week's update was this this puzzle that you can do. It unlocks a chest of runes for a discounted price. The puzzle is a mock-up of Sudoku, I believe it's called. Except it's played with runes instead of numbers. What the hell are you laughing about?
Sudoku, what kind of name is that?
It's Japanese.
What is Jagex thinking when they do these names? That's just what I want to know. Okay.
Japanese souls.
We'll discuss the update in a minute, but back to the description of the update actually right away. The update's official name is a Rogue Trader. I'll quote a bit here. Ali Marsane, despite his recent foray in the aeronautical transport business and the numerous litigations with no mayor filed against him to the Supreme Rune Court. Apparently RuneScape has a court system. Why don't we probably send some of the hackers there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's basically a thing in the desert. To get started, you have to go see a few people, and then you do puzzle for him and get access to his rune stock. I didn't actually complete one of the puzzles. What about you guys?
I did a small one, and the large one. They were pretty easy.
Yeah. Pretty easy once you get the hang of them.
I've never done any of them, so no comment on them.
No comment?
No comment.
Well, sometimes the rune prices can be good, sometimes they're not, I guess. It's just like, seems to be, I'm thinking we're going to have to call August the month of the minigames. There's been two already, kind of.
I may be a bit harsh in this, in my feeling on this, but if you're going to waste your time doing a stupid puzzle, you might as well get free runes out of it instead of just a discounted price.
Yeah.
As like an incentive to do it.
Well, some of the prices are like cheaper, like for the bloods, upper class runes are cheaper.
Okay.
So it's Brad has an extensive knowledge of this kind of puzzle. Maybe he'd like to explain how it's played.
Well, the basic principle is that you start with a grid of normally 3x3 squares, each containing 9 squares arranged in 3 rows of 3, and you normally, it's played with numbers, you have to get 1 to 9, you have to get all of the numbers into a certain square, into all the squares, but so that you don't have more than one of each, one of each in a horizontal or vertical line. It's quite complicated.
Yeah, it can be. I know it's probably as a some computer science teacher somewhere might give this as a problem to one of their students about how to write a program that will allow you to create a random of this game and have the computer solve it in the minimum amount of moves possible. So that might be kind of interesting to do as a computer science project, maybe. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I guess it's okay.
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know. What did you guys rate this update out of 5?
Three, I guess.
No,
I guess I can't really rate it since I haven't done it, but I'll give it a 3.
Two.
Two? Okay.
Yeah, 2. Yeah, this is basically the only update this week. Pretty small update, I feel. Maybe something bigger coming this month. Who knows, eh? Well, how about we just go straight into questions today on this show? What do you guys think? Yeah. And once again, we have an audio question from Chrisala, moderator on RSBNB.
Members get quite a lot of new updates for new quests and skills. Do you think that Jagex should reconsider their no updates for free players policy to keep the game more interesting for those who don't pay?
No.
And also to help Shane and Pika out, I just wanted to say, guys, please send in your audio questions. They're really, really needed and they make the show a whole lot more interesting. And you know you want to, so don't be shy.
Yay.
Thank you. Okay. I guess I'll start with the views on that one.
Okay.
Basically, free-to-play is a demo version of the game, and they don't update demos that often unless there's a crucial security problem in them. So I think that their position on it is pretty well set, that there are no updates, because it's like a demo of the game. Like you download a demo of a game, for example, like Unreal Tournament 2004, in certain game mode, there's only like 2 of the maps out of the many, many odd maps that come. Like, they're not going to simply include everything in order to get people to play. So, it's just like a game demo. That's my opinion on it. What about you guys?
I think that the way that FTP players act, because whenever I'm on FTP, they just... they're crazy, and if they want updates, they need to calm down a little bit and like start freaking out whenever they see a high level.
Yeah.
Just a little rant right there.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah...
Brad, what do you think?
Or quite simply, and they don't... I'm contributing anything, so therefore, and I shouldn't get anything in return. It's, and we give something, so we get something back if you pay.
They should be happy they have as many servers as they do that we are paying for. Well,
exactly.
Not Brad, because he's not a member anymore.
Well, I would like a West Coast Canadian server.
I want an Arizona server. That'd be like great right there.
Yeah, that's what I want.
West Coast Canadian.
Yeah. Free to play. It's free to play. One of the. I think. What are you gonna say?
They're going to have a recording of you saying that you want a Canadian server, and they'll never put one in there. They'll just plot against you.
I think part of the problem could be why they got all these so-called noobs free-to-play. Most of them, or some of them. It's because it was posted on Miniclip, and they got lots of people from there. Just people that sign up. Did any of you guys come from Miniclip?
No.
I came, like, over a year ago when RuneScape was actually good, and a friend referred me to it. And back in the day, people, what was it? I think I remember seeing 60,000 people playing at once, and that was an ungodly number of people. Yeah, that was like, wow, that's a lot of people. Now 130,000 is nothing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, well, let's just go.
We were basically just discussing that question, I believe.
Yeah.
That brings up a point that we'll discuss later on in the show again, next week.
Next week?
We'll discuss a point later on in the show later about next week.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, free-to-play can be good, I guess. There's a few things that are okay about it. Like free-to-play is a good place. Like, level 3 accounts are good there. Yeah. Anyways, we're on to more text questions this week. First text question is from Neo Corsica. It says, how will the carpentry skill, when it ever comes out, affect the economy of RuneScape?
Any of you have an opinion?
Carpentry. Oh no, like, carpentry might be exactly like farming, except for the player-owned houses aspect. Because, are we gonna need chairs? Or beds? When we're training our range or something? Or slayer or something? Are we gonna need, like, a chair? And are you gonna carry a chair in your backpack? Like, are we gonna... I don't know, like, are chairs going to be like 10k each or something? That'll affect the economy somehow. I don't.
Carry a little folding chair around with you whenever
you get
to
that you make. And I don't know, like, there's no point to it, I don't think. Because there's no fatigue, so you don't need a bed.
You're out in the wilderness, and it's like, hey guys, before you finish me off, let me just sit down in my chair real quick and rest. Before you kill me and take all my stuff.
What do you guys think about that?
Well, Brad first, I guess.
What about the economy?
Yeah. How it would be affected by carpentry.
It'll be an economic effect.
It'll send the prices of logs up probably at first, if logs are used.
Yeah, probably. That's probably what the teak and the
mahogany
logs will be used for. I just remembered that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably how it would increase it, actually.
And it'll add more jobs to RuneScape, so little newbies will have more than just picking flax and making bowstrings.
Okay.
Just send us questions, guys.
Yes.
Okay. My questions.
Yeah, those are nice. Okay, and then the next question is, what do you think of all the new random events Jagex has added?
They're too frequent.
Yeah, that's actually pretty true.
Well, they're probably too frequent for you guys, but I've only had one since they came out, so I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know. Some of them are okay. Some don't have a point. I think maybe they're to laugh. Like, I was at I'll get into this later.
Yeah, just bottle it all up, Shane.
I'll get into this later. Oh, well. Too frequent, some don't have a point. I think that pretty much sums it up, eh? This next question, if someone died and lost a pea hat or a lot of money in front of you, would you give it back?
No.
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 Like, it's a...
Well, maybe.
Somebody dies carrying a pea hat, they're not responsible enough to have it. They die. They die.
Friend.
Yeah, if it was a friend.
A friend or a player moderator or just someone that was very nice to me, I might give it back to them.
Yeah, I'd keep it if it was a player moderator.
Yeah. It's like, you die, you lose stuff. This one person I was cutting magic logs some time back, they died from a tree spirit, and they were complaining that they wanted me to give their white beret back.
Oh, I remember that.
Because they died. I think this was before Brad was here. Were you around at the time of the RSBNB drop party back in April?
Yes, but I didn't make it then.
Yeah. Oh man, lame.
That drop party, or that beret got donated to the drop party.
So some lucky RSBNB user out there has Shane's beret.
No, it wasn't my beret, it was a female. A white one.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. I think everybody here just finders keepers. You find it on the ground, it's yours. Like, you weren't when you found your party hat in the general store that time, you weren't gonna.
Oh yeah.
You weren't gonna. You took that. You weren't just gonna let it go, hey?
I guess not. I mean, a party hat's a party hat.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, they might come back and want to buy it, so I guess I'll just let it stay in the store until it disappears, even though I could buy it and enjoy it. But yeah. So I bought it. It lasted for a while, then I had to sell it.
Yeah, you should have kept it worth lots now.
Yeah, well, I was stupid back in the day.
And then, how many times did you think about quitting?
A lot, every day. Every 5 minutes, I do.
Huh. Brad?
A lot before I quit. It was just taking up too much of my time.
You actually did quit.
I actually did.
Not many, just times when things aren't working most times. Stuff like that. Oh, by the way, these past three questions were from Enkidutorix. Thank you.
I love you, Enkidutorix.
Okay.
And Neo Corsica, of course.
Yes. Oops. My computer's making noises in the background.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, the next question is from Tylon, sent in on the RSBNB Questions Forum. Will the increasing prices of rares eventually crash like the stock market did? Will merchants be forced to live in alleys and eat cabbage? I have given up all hope on owning a red party hat.
Hopefully. And that was from Tylon, right?
Yes.
Okay, I think that, yeah, prices will go really sky high until people just give up.
And realize.
Because soon enough, party hats are going to be worth ungodly amounts of money, like a billion GP, maybe. I'm just guessing, but, and no one will have this except for like two people.
Yeah.
And it'll get old, and then they'll just get rid of them, and blah.
Yeah, I don't know. They were dropped back then. I think it's something that should have been continued. But again, and again, you got the few wisecracks of the population who feel that they have to make a complaint because they weren't there on that day to get a drop.
Well, tough luck.
I know. It's your choice of whether or not you play, if you get a drop or not.
That's life.
Yeah.
That is how life works.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that works.
And if you're not mature enough to understand this concept called life, then don't even play the game. Just give up on life. Just go sit in your room and cry.
I don't know if they have to go that far.
And I will just laugh at you while you do it.
I don't know. What do you think about the party hat prices, Brad?
Well, I think the only reason they're going up is because there's less of them, because either people die in remote places and have them on, and they disappear all stupid people out for them. So I think they are going to rise. I don't think they're ever going to crash, because there's going to be getting less and less of them until there's none left.
And did any guys ever hear a rumor of a pink party hat or something like that?
Oh, I think that. I think it was back on RuneScape Classic, instead of purple party hats, they were pink or something like that.
I think someone figured out in RuneScape Classic how to duplicate non-stackable items, and they created a lot of party hats, and it created a crash in the market.
Yep.
Oh, I thought someone told me that pink party hats in RuneScape Classic, when they were transferred to RuneScape 2, they were purple or something like that. I don't remember what it was exactly.
Apparently there was I read somewhere maybe black party hat or something.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A myth.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I've heard that people saw Andrew with a black party hat.
Hmm.
And that there was only one, and people like fought over it, and so they just took it out of the game or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. Basically, there's six party hats now. So.
And soon there will be five, and soon there will be four, then none.
I see.
Dun-dun-dun.
Okay. Well, as I was rambling earlier about random events, the Evil Bob one, I want to talk about this right now.
Okay.
So I was doing some training, some important training. I loaned someone a piece of equipment, a chisel, to cut one of their gems, and as soon as I do that, I get taken away for Evil Bob. I'm there for at least 20 minutes, trying to figure out what kind of fish this cat wants. And then by the time I get back, the person is gone with my chisel.
Oh, your chisel, that's so in
one gold piece lost.
Yeah.
Those things are so rare, you know.
It took me so many times to get the fish right for him.
Didn't he just, like, tell you what kind?
Yeah, like, he wants a fish. You fish this fish for him, in my case. Mm-hmm. It came cooked out of the water, so you have to uncook it, and you have to get it from the right fishing spot.
Uncook it?
Yeah. And he doesn't like fish from the wrong fishing spot.
Oh,
so, it's kind of iffy
about
that event. You
just kicked
him
in the water and just walked away.
He wouldn't let you leave teleport away from his island.
Talk about communist right there.
Everything is reversed there. Instead of RuneScape, it's called Scape Rune.
Man.
Yeah. And you need an Amulet of Manspeak. Amulet of Manspeak.
I'm scared.
So, are you a cat there, or are you a human?
You're a human. Taken as a slave.
Speak.
Well, you need the Amulet of Manspeak to hear his other slaves that he's got there. That's why you need the Amulet of Manspeak.
What was Jagex thinking when they did this?
I don't know, but apparently the peers are all upset about this. Making a peer can take a long time. Like, some people pride themselves on being a level 3, level 99 woodcutter. You don't want to go up to combat level 4 because of a random event. I think they should fix that. Because if I had a level 3 character that I didn't want to change, I would be really mad about that. So that's something that definitely should be changed. What do you guys think?
I have an idea for this. What you should be able to do is, like, lock out your skills so that if you use them, you don't get experience for them.
Hmm.
You know?
Maybe.
Like, you can, like, say, I don't want to get a tech experience, and if you have to kill something, you don't get experience for it.
That might be kind of interesting.
So, if you're level 3, you can just say, hey, I don't want that stuff.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good idea. Well, that pretty much sums up that section of the show. I forgot to mention, give a closing mark on that question about the party hats. That question was from Tylon on the RSBNB update forum there. We have a new segment this week. It's about it's about the rants and the official forums of RuneScape.
Yes.
Basically what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a rant or two and give our comments on it. Tell us if we agree, not agree, or whatnot. So I'll start with the first rant today. Or do one of you guys want to recite it?
Nope, you go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. Can't stand it? Well, fishing in Catherby, I often see level 3 members. I myself have no problem with them. Actually, I think they're kind of cool. But it seems that some people can't stand that they are level 3. This is what I hear. LOL. Noob. Kinda useless for a level 3 to be a member. Why don't you go train on cows, you noob? Why is there a level 3 here? Oh my god. Noob alert. You're wasting your money on a membership. How can you not in a free-to-play world? Noob shouldn't be members. And so on and so on. And then this person defends them by saying that they probably have better stats than you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And they do. So, I don't know. I agree with this one. I agree that it's perfectly acceptable for a level 3 to be a member. There's no minimum level needed. So, I don't know, what do you guys think about this one, Brad? Pika?
On the game, I think everybody else thinks about you. And if you're high combat, everybody thinks, so yeah, and you're great. If you're low combat, everybody thinks, and you're stupid and an idiot. Which is a bit stupid in itself.
Yeah. The stupid of the stupid.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, if I didn't train my combat level up to 104, almost 105 soon, if that stupid girl wasn't there, I almost said something I would regret. I'd probably have 99 everything, because, yeah, I played it a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
So, combat stats isn't really much to brag about, I guess.
No. Like, I wouldn't do combat if I had, like, right now, if I was starting up again, mm-hmm. What would you do? Would you create, like, a main, like you have right now, a peer for killing people, or a moneymaker kind of person?
I'd just do whatever I want besides training, because I hate training, I mean, blah.
Yeah, Slayer. You guys like Slayer?
That's okay.
Yeah, there's lots of benefits when you get to level 85. Lots of benefits, actually. But as everything is done, everything does go where it's supposed to go. We'll get into this more later. So, Brad, what do you think about this rant?
That it's stupid.
It is. It's, again, I'm judging people on their combat level, which has no bearing on there are other skills, and if you're level 3, you could have extremely high smithing and hunting and fishing, crafting, fletching, and whatever. It just doesn't equate.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically the level 3 probably has better stats than you, so go cry somewhere else. Okay, let's get on with the show.
Just one more thing on this. I have there's this clan. He's a friend of mine. He's a level 3. He has high crafting. He can make glory amulets. He's got 99 fletching or wood cutting, and he's level 3.
So
better than most people. Like, the normal stats are better than most, and these guys do find a way to do skills that require combat. Like Slayer, they find ways to do that. So there's nothing wrong with them, really. I don't know, it's just these stereotypical people in RuneScape that cause problems, I believe. Anyways, let's go on now to another rant. This rant is called What's the Deal? P-Hats! Followed by a few exclamation points. The post is by somebody, but I won't say his name because we don't mention names of people on this show. That are...
Oh, so that's what it is. I thought that was like a command or something right there.
No. No.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll read this one. Or do one of you guys want to read? Brad, maybe?
I will.
Okay.
Go on then.
Okay, so it says, okay now, don't you think it's all getting a bit silly? 70 million for a cracker. Come on, it's 70 million. Check it, sort out your damn game. It's getting out of control and you gotta sort it. So sort it. And that's all. End quote.
Basically, this goes back to that whole initial thing on what kind of economy the game will be run on. I don't know what country this guy comes from that's making this rant. But I'm betting it's probably a social democracy or something. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think that that RuneScape will soon be run by the rich elite, like nobles, or whatever you would consider it to be similar to. And like 10 people are gonna run every aspect of the game just because they have every rare, because they're so damn rich. Now the deal is just get rid of all the rares and life will be great.
Hmm. But then there we go again, going more to a utopian type society.
See, what Jagex should do is they should go into your bank, give you the current cash value for all your rares, and then that's the end of it.
Yeah.
There'll be no more.
I don't know, but there are certain things that people like about it. It's the society could cause problems with this whole rare thing. It's truly, I don't know what's wrong with it.
This is a crap society.
It's this little sound here I found. Well, basically, I don't think there should be too much control in the prices of it, but I think the people who write these type of rants are the ones that can't afford it.
Like me.
And who want one.
Yes.
Like me.
Like, if you do anything, you eventually could get it. I don't know. Just, there's no reason to control the prices of rares. Let it fly. Let it fly.
Let it fly.
Yeah. Rad, what do you think about that one, about controlling it?
Well, in the rant, the person says, sort out annual damn game, or at least it on the forums. And, and they aren't able to control if a person is able and to, is going to pay a certain amount and for a certain item, so there's a certain amount of player restraint involved in not wanting and to pay so much for something that does so little.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is something that, I don't know, it deals with the whole economy thing. I was talking to Mike last night about the economy thing. Basically, we're saying, what if somebody was to hold on, like, a few, like, we were looking at, example, Slayers above level 85. It's approximately 1,100 of them. If they were to hold on to, like, even, like, if you, somebody was able to convince half of them to hold on to their whips to drive the price up, again, that would create a situation where there's more demand than supply. But if a whole bunch of people started selling them again, they would be totally worthless. They would just go down more than they have already gone down. I believe they're around, I was looking on there last night, selling for 4.9 million.
Oh, really?
And a few days before that, they were selling for around 5.8.
I thought it was about 5.5 currently today, so. I don't know.
Well, that's something. There's lots of reluctant sellers, but it's, if you're a reluctant seller, then maybe if you're not selling anything, you won't. You'd be just, I don't know. Just let it go.
Well, yeah, but that's,
it has to go.
That's the core of why everything is so expensive, because everyone that has it that would like to sell it says, or they're thinking two things. What if I sell it and the prices go up, and I cheat myself out of money, and then on the other side of the spectrum, they think, maybe I should sell it now in case prices keep going down.
Yeah.
So they're just confusing themselves, and no one is sure what to do.
It's like the stock market.
Yeah, I have the same problem with my rares. I need money, but I'm not sure if I should sell them. Like my Sansa, what is it going to keep going up? Is it going to stay at about 3 million like it is right now, or is it going to go up to like 10 million around Christmas time?
Right now, I would keep the Santa hat.
Yeah.
Until Christmas, then yeah. It'll rocket.
But the Barrows armor. Well, anyways, what I was saying is, the Barrows weapons were released in May, and the level 85 Slayer was achieved somehow near the end of February, I think. Sometime near the end of February. So the different time between February and May was about 3 months, and it's the end of August right now, so 3 months. Basically, it seems that every 3 months there's a new cycle of weapons put in where prices drop. So maybe it would be right now probably a good time, probably be good to wait a bit, I think, to buy weapons and armor that are currently expensive. So basically, I think there are cycles of when something should be bought. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I guess, because prices will go up, crash, then go up again, then crash again, then go up again, and crash again. It's just an economic cycle.
Yeah.
So you just have to look back at patterns and just figure out when to sell and buy.
Yeah. Like, every 3 months, I think, as I said, is when new weapons seem to come out. Like, last one was the Barrow, so I think there might be something new coming this month or next month. Who knows? Well, enough of this economic talk, I guess.
We're probably boring everyone to death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next section of the show is tech news.
Okay.
Tech news. I got some interesting stories this week. We'll start with an example of what happens to a CD if it gets spun too fast. Anybody had any experience with a faulty CD in their CD drives?
Can't say I have.
Nope.
Oh, that's good. Well, typical CDs run around 32 times, I'm guess. So, that's a typical average speed. But somebody wanted to see what happens to a CD if it gets spun really, really fast.
Oh, wasn't this on MythBusters?
Yeah, it was at one point. It was, but this
I remember
is
a, the results. So,
this is a different story.
Okay.
They spun a CD on the end of a Dremel. You guys know what a Dremel is, right?
It's sort of like a drill, but used for like grinding stuff. It looks like.
Yeah.
A very high-powered drill sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, they put this CD on the top of a Dremel, spun it at 35,000 RPMs.
There's a picture of the result right here. It's
yeah, it's the CD is shattered into pieces. So that's what happens if you have a faulty CD in your drive. So don't use those faulty CDs.
Yeah,
it can hurt you.
This might mess up your drive beyond repair.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also... Dremels can also be used for other things.
Other things.
Yeah. You want me to say what I was going to say?
Sure.
Basically, I was watching an episode of 24 last night. They were torturing this person. They were using a Dremel-type tool on him to torture him.
How so?
Well, using the Dremel on his back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'd like to file off the fingernails and start going into the nail bed and really causing a lot of pain.
We're not that kind of show.
So don't do what I just said, people. It's not nice to people.
No. I don't know.
I PK69 do not endorse torture.
No, neither do I. Brad, what about you?
Of course not.
Oh, that's good.
That's what you always say.
Yeah. next thing is there's a P2P engine in Windows Vista, as in peer-to-peer file transfers. So maybe Microsoft is trying to set up their own peer-to-peer file system like BitTorrent or something?
So basically what it is, it's like LimeWire or Aries or whatever you have right now.
Yeah.
It's like... Well, I don't have Microsoft Word, so I'm just going to go online and get it from somebody else. But Microsoft's like, hey, here, use our software to make it easier for you to steal our software.
So it brings up the question, will Microsoft endorse piracy? Probably not.
Yeah, I think they are.
Probably not. I don't know.
They're like, here, share your files illegally on our software.
Yeah.
We don't care. We just want your money.
Is Microsoft pretty dominant over in Germany?
Yes.
Yes.
I saw statistics the other day, but I can't remember, but an overwhelming number of people use Windows.
Yeah, it seems like everybody does. Okay. Next piece of news is a Google Guide. Google Guide. I could say that right.
Say it 10 times fast.
Google Guide. Basically gives some little help on how to... search Google more efficiently. Like, for example, if you would go, you can use all the different types of signs, like the arithmetic signs and stuff, do powers and everything. Just, it's an interesting tool. Here's this other one for just not so, basically, I'm not meaning to say anything here that I will regret, but you can go file type colon or ext colon, and then you could go mp3 or something. Any ideas what that would do?
No.
No.
Yeah, well...
So Tell us, oh mighty computer wizard.
Oh, well, we'll discuss this on another show.
Okay.
Not this show, but
okay.
It shows that stuff can be done.
On our X-rated show next week.
Really? I don't know about that. Okay. Next question, or next tech news. It's not really tech news, it's more science.
Antimatter rockets.
Yes. Yay. Science or chemistry or physics for you guys?
Chemistry.
Oh.
Wait. It's kind of both.
Physics for me.
Astrophysics.
Yes, that would be fun.
Astrophysics for me.
Basically, it talks about antimatter space vessels. We're not going to be able to travel to other galaxies on this, but it'll drastically reduce the time taken. Work far better than the liquid hydrogen engines. For people that don't know, there's basic particles, your protons, neutrons, alpha particles, whole bunch of other particles. Neutrinos, basically particles. Main ones are the protons and electrons. There's positrons and antiprotons. Those are the opposites of those. That is antimatter.
It's like negative matter.
Yeah, negative matter, exactly. And when matter and negative matter, or antimatter, combine, they create a violent reaction.
Well, they cancel each other out.
Yeah.
But it causes a big release of energy.
Yeah.
Sort of like nuclear
fission.
Fission.
Fission is what we use, I think. So basically, this has the potential to make spacecrafts quicker, probably enabling us to go to Mars or something.
Oh yeah, a hell of a lot faster. I think that's
powerful.
I want one of those in my car.
Currently takes they launched something a few days ago, or a few days back, to go to Mars. It won't arrive till March next year. But on this site, it says 10 grams of antiprotons would be enough to fuel a manned spacecraft and have the ability to send it to Mars in 1 month.
10 grams, that's like... That's
10 grams of antiprotons would be able to send it to Mars in a month.
Very energy efficient, I must say.
Yeah. It's probably, I don't know, you think it would be safer than nuclear power?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Well, how would you utilize nuclear power in space?
You probably couldn't. I don't know.
Okay, but I think the antimatter is the most basic form of creating energy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good for spacecraft, so let's just use that.
Yeah.
Really fast.
They say there's a large quantity of antimatter at the center of the galaxy. Stuff that's left over from the Big Bang.
So how do we get there?
Well, we don't exactly know that, but we can make antimatter somehow. So antimatter is something that definitely is good potential.
Yes.
Well, Brad, what do you think on this topic of sending people to Mars? Would you go on an antimatter? You guys probably take an antimatter trip to Mars a few times after it's been done?
Oh, I'll take it all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd go to Mars.
I'd like to go to Saturn.
It's a gas giant.
Well, Saturn's out there. It has its ring. It's like, hey, guys, I'm all alone here because I'm the only one with the ring. It's like a little loner planet.
Jupiter has rings.
Jupiter has small little weak rings.
So does Uranus. That has rings.
Uranus doesn't have rings.
It does.
It does.
Yeah.
Man. Okay.
Okay, this is not the physics show or the astrophysics show. But basically closing up on this, the antimatter, I'll just quote the article for this. British scientist Paul A.M. Dirac revised Einstein's famous equation E is equal to mc squared. Dirac said that Einstein didn't consider the m in the equation. Mass could have negative properties. So basically, negative mass. I touched briefly on relativity, but I'm going to be doing some more physics soon. Relativity is something I like. You guys have any thoughts on relativity?
Not really.
I'm sorry. Relativity is not really relative to anything, so...
That's right. Okay, next, we're summing it up really quick right now. Last part of the show, what will be happening in RuneScape? What do you guys think's coming?
I don't know.
Hopefully not another minigame.
Yes, that would be nice to not have one of
them. We can always rely on predicting a stupid quest.
Yeah.
Like a little level 3 quest that gives you like one quest point and then a little experience.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, hey guys, let's go across RuneScape and discover the mystical fairies. Ooh.
I don't like those ones where I need to run around the entire world.
Then it's like, hey, let's buy fairy clothes so we can look cool with our one quest point.
Okay. And finally, what are we up to at RuneScape? What do you guys want to say?
I don't know how I hate people who take my diagnosis when I'm training at diagnosis. Because common courtesy will tell you that if a bunch of diagonals are like attacking someone that's aggressive, it means that just leave them alone. And every now and then, somebody really starts to come up and be like, hey, I'm going to like kill your diagonals while you take all the damage for it. And I hate people like that. So don't be a person like that, or else I will end up hating you.
Yes. I'm just training.
Yeah, just doing the same old crap.
Yeah. Well, that pretty much sums up this episode of RSB&B Update.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Oh, yes. Nobody gets my box of stuff this week because nobody sent in an audio question beside Chrisala, which is moderator of RSB&B.
Is there any point to this episode?
Oh, yes.
Because we didn't really talk about anything.
We talked about the update.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Same old stuff.
More audio questions.
Yeah, send us audio questions because we're getting bored over here.
We might also be adding another thing in where we might have a live MSN audience.
Yeah.
Just chatting on MSN on the show, maybe, or something.
Okay.
Might invite a few of the random person from there to get on and have their choice at either 5,000 GP or a mystery item, maybe, every few shows. What do you guys think? You never know. It could be a spinach roll. Could be a party hat.
If we could afford one, that is.
Yes. I know some people that have party hats.
I know some people.
Yeah.
Who have party hats.
I think that's about it for this episode. This has been Shane12088.
And Pika69.
And
Brad.
Brad, okay. Yes. Just say bye, Brad.
Say bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Later, y'all.